Right now, we're about to get down to business with Nick Hudak and Curtis Dunn. They are our first two fabulous contestants. Nick, you're a trivia guy?
I generally like to think so.
Do you watch any Jeopardy?
I do. My father actually was on Jeopardy. He did very well till the very end, and then we lost. But we won a lovely refrigerator and a signed home edition.
Wow. And you could hold that against him for the rest of your life. So that's
like,
good, too.
We put it on the tape where it was like, Tom goes to L.A. and gets his kicked.
Well done.
Refrigerator. He gets his refrigerator kicked.
Curtis, are you a trivia buff?
I guess. I'm here.
Yeah, well, do you have any specialty?
Oscar trivia.
Interesting.
Like Academy Award trivia.
All right, you watch Jeopardy?
Yeah.
Because Jeopardy is the bane of all quiz shows. Why, do you ask? Because they program contestants to answer every answer in the form of a question. We're going to embrace that. In this game, which is inventively called Answer in the Form of a Question, see what we did there? The answer to each clue is a famous question. So I will ask you that, and after that, Jonathan will ask you a follow-up question that does not have to be answered in the form of a question, and either of you can buzz in. Ready?
Yeah.
Let's do it. A season of TV series Dallas ended with this cliffhanger. Nick.
Who shot JR?
Correct.
I knew it.
I like that. I like that about you.
You stay strong, Curtis. It's still early.
It's a good
Thank
attitude.
You. Thank you.
Here is your follow-up question. Either one of you may buzz in for this. Who shot JR? Nick.
No one. It was a dream sequence.
No, that is an excellent guess, but it's not true. Somebody actually did shoot JR. Curtis, do you know what it is?
Give me a hint.
No, I'm not going to give you a hint.
I love it when they ask.
I have no idea.
It was Kristen Shepherd.
Kristen Shepherd.
Yeah, no one gets that one. I get that
no one.
One point
that
for me.
One. Okay. What famous television advertising campaign featured a boy asking a turtle and an owl this question about candy? Curtis.
How many licks does it take to get to the center of a Tootsie Pop?
That is correct. Word for word.
Here is your follow-up question. How many licks does it take to get to the center of a Tootsie Pop? Curtis?
One, two, three.
Yes. That is correct. You even did the accent of vowel.
Yeah, there you go.
The title of this Edward Albee play references a song from the Disney cartoon, The Three Little Pigs. Curtis?
Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf?
You got it.
You guys are very good at this, and it's a little boring. pretend it's hard. Here's your follow-up question here. At the end of the play, the character of Martha answers, I am, to the question, who's afraid of Virginia Woolf? In the 1966 film adaptation, who played Martha?
Ooh, they're both looking like, are you kidding? That's a question.
They're pretending it's hard.
I have a hint. This actress is also not afraid of marriage or divorce. Nick.
Elizabeth Taylor.
There you go. Abbott and Costello demonstrate poor communication skills in this sports-themed comedy routine.
Who's on first?
Nick. That is correct. We are tied up. This is very exciting. I know, it's okay. You only have 14 more questions.
Your follow-up question. Who's on first? Nick.
What?
I just want to say, before we go to Curtis for the answer, I just want to say that would have made it an amazing comedy routine. If that was the answer. Curtis, who is on first?
Who?
Yeah, that's right.
This animated live-action 1988 movie featured the immortal line, I'm not bad, I'm just drawn that way.
Who Framed Roger Rabbit?
Nick, you got that perfectly right. Well done.
So it turns out that Judge Doom did actually frame Roger Rabbit. What actor played Judge Doom? Nick.
Christopher Lloyd.
That's correct.
In the 80s, a supergroup of singers and celebrities known as Band-Aid came together to record this song to support famine relief. Nick.
Do they know it's Christmas?
That is correct.
When the song Do They Know It's Christmas was recorded in 1984, what country's people did they refer to, and did they in fact know it was Christmas? That second question is a joke. Curtis?
Haiti?
You know what? He's young, so I'm going to let this slide.
Okay, it's all right.
I wasn't even long.
So there's no cost for me to buzz in.
No cost.
No. Uh-oh, that was $5.
South Africa?
South Africa is,
no,
is a good idea.
No, I'm sorry. It is Ethiopia.
Well done, Nick. You'll be joining us for Ask Me One More final round at the end of the show, so good luck with that. How about another hand for both our contestants, Curtis, who is fantastic, and Nick, who's moving on. We learned a lot in that one game.
We did learn a lot. We learned a lot, and we had a lot of fun. That's the thing about this show.
But I think it's time for a tune. What do you feel like playing?
Well, you know very well that earlier today, I suggested that I play Do They Know It's Christmas?
Yeah.
And everybody was like, no, you shouldn't play that because it's a terrible song. So instead, I'm going to play this song, the title of which is a question. Darling, you gotta let me know, should I stay or should I go? If you say that you are mine, be here till the end of time. So you gotta let me know, should I stay or should I go? Always tease, tease, tease. Get happy when I'm on my knees. One day is fine, the next is black. If you want me off your back, come on and let me know, should I stay or should I go? Should I stay or should I go now? Should I stay or should I go now? If I go, there will be trouble. If I stay, it will be double. So come on and let me know, do they know it's Christmas time at all?
Sneaky. Thank you, Jonathan
Thank
Colton.
You.